SEC. No, I am not Cousin Shane. Cousin Shane still on vacation. Hopefully he comes back soon so he can take over the mornings again. But I'm filling in. SEC Mike, thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Missed yesterday. We're going to get to that in a second. It's pretty gross, so just be warned. But hey, I'm going to tell you what happened. So, but hey, before we do that, don't forget, we are brought to you all football season long by MyBookie, presenting sponsor. MyBookie.ag is the website. Promo code SEC. You're going to want to hear this because they've changed it now. Now at MyBookie, for all the cousins out there with that promo code SEC, they are willing to cover your first wager up to $500. It could be $10, could be $20, whatever you want. Put in that promo code SEC, your first wager. If you win it, you get the money. If you lose it, they give you whatever your wager was. They just give it right back to you, and you get to keep playing. So there's no loss whatsoever over at MyBookie. Again, this could be up to $500. You can put $500 on Auburn to beat Baylor, and if Baylor wins that damn game, you get your $500 right back, and you can keep playing at MyBookie with that $500. So how can you beat that deal? I don't know how you can. Shout out MyBookie, presenting sponsor of the show for another football season. And shout out our good friends over at Tennessee Legend. Hell yeah, I got my Tennessee Legend right here. And after the other night, I'm going to be down on some of this Tennessee Legends to try to get through the story of what happened, of why there was no morning show yesterday, and why I'm struggling today. It's kind of, it's all related. So shout out our friends, Tennessee Legends. If they don't have Tennessee Legends, it's your local package store. Ask them, what in the hell are they doing? Get them some Tennessee Legends. Would help them out. Would help Tennessee Legends. Would help us. We would appreciate you. Thank you, Tennessee Legends, for fueling the show. So I appreciate all the cousins filtering in here. And we already got a gifted membership from ACV. Shout out ACV, one of the best Longhorns out there. There are great Longhorns. Don't let them tell you otherwise. ACV's at that top of that list. He has gifted a membership to Daniel Dooley. Hope he's not related to Derek. Daniel, welcome to the family. Courtesy of ACV and the legend, JR. He's back. He's done it again. Hold on.
Legend, cousin JR has done it again.
Shout out JR. He has gifted, yeah, buddy Sam. What a name. Yeah, buddy. Welcome to the family, courtesy of the legend, JR.
Memberships in this podcast are brought to you in part by cousin JR.
We don't deserve you, JR. I'll just let you know. I mean, at morning, afternoon, night, it don't matter. JR's here to gift memberships. Thank you, JR. What a guy. What a guy. I think you're going to like this one, JR, because I am going to give Georgia something that they deserve. Much more than Auburn deserves these damn mythical national championships. But we'll get to that in just a second. I'm talking up a storm here already. I feel like I'm hungover, but I'm not. Here's what happened. So here's what happened the other night and why there was no morning show yesterday. It's kind of funny. So I took the lady to Katy Perry. That wasn't for me. As we know, college football season, SEC right around the corner. I am basically going to be MIA till January for any kind of events. I miss weddings, funerals, anniversaries, birthdays. Don't bug me with any of that, because this is when I make my, hey, this is college football season. I ain't like Shane. I don't just skip days or skip weeks in football. I'm here every damn day if I could do it. And hell, we're hopefully, looks like there's going to be days I'm going to be here doing three shows, Tuesdays and Thursdays, all football season long. So I am here for you guys, right? But I got to do something nice for the lady, and she's a huge Katy Perry fan. So I took her to Katy Perry, paid for the whole thing, got a car down there, let her go hog wild so I could drive us back safely. And that went all, I mean, it was nice. You know, it's not really my cup of tea, but it was a fun show. But there was so many, and I guess I should have anticipated this, but A lot of screaming, screeching teens at that damn Katy Perry show, particularly right behind us. That let's just say it made the entire thing difficult for me to stomach. But I did it again. It wasn't for me. It was for the lady, right? So we went down there, had a good time, got back around midnight, which is past my bedtime, but is what it is. And then, now here's the gross part. For the first time ever, this has never happened. I got a dog. He's a great dog. You probably hear him barking nonstop in the background. But he's never had an accident in the house. Well, wouldn't you know it, the one night we're gone till midnight, diarrhea, shit all over the house. So we were up cleaning that for at least an hour, hour and a half. And yeah, so I completely overslept yesterday's show. It was a shit show over here. So that's exactly what happened. But again, won't happen again. I ain't going to no damn Katy Perry. Not anymore. Not during football season. So yeah, that's exactly what happened. And it just happened to be the fucking time I was supposed to be covered for shade. So I apologize for that. Yeah, I think the dog was mad at me. I will no longer feed him Taco Bell. But all right, I don't want to gross anyone out anymore in the morning. You know, probably should put a little warning on that. Here's the show topic for today. I just thought this would be fun. And I was really looking forward to sharing this on the last episode. But after Auburn claimed all these damn mythical national championships, I thought it was just four. Apparently it's seven. So they claim nine now, even though Auburn's won two national championships. They have nine now. Just keep claiming them, I say, if you're just going to make shit up. But what are other things that SEC teams have more claim to than these mythical national championships? And let's start. I like this, Matt Hookham. Auburn's the new Alabama. Alabama does it. Absolutely, they do. So let's start with Alabama, because I think they deserve a national championship from 2 years ago. Nick Saban's final team. Now that we've come out and we've seen what cheating liars Michigan is, Michigan won the national championship, but they win it fair and square? I don't think so. They beat Nick Saban, Alabama, final game, Rose Bowl. We should void that game. And we all know Alabama would have whooped Washington's ass, even if even Kalen DeBoering. I bet you if you put a mic in front of his face and asked him, he would admit Alabama, because he works for Alabama now, Alabama would have smoked Washington. So, boom, there you go. Nick Saban went out a national champion. They have as much right to that as Auburn does to their mythical seven national championships, in my opinion. And one other thing, you know what Alabama should claim? Jalen Hurts, because I have seen this battle go back and forth between Oklahoma and Alabama fans. Who gets the right to claim Jalen Hurts? Now, of course, this was before Oklahoma came in the SEC, right? But I didn't really watch much of Jalen Hurts at Oklahoma. The only time I think I watched him was when he got smoked by Joe Burrow and LSU in the college football playoff. I mean, that was one of the most non-competitive college football playoff games I've ever seen. Maybe the most. I think LSU had scored like 49 points in the first half, if you remember. I mean, LSU just beat the hell out of them. When I think of Jalen Hurts, I think of Alabama. I think of SEC, SEC Offensive Player of the Year. His freshman year, he wasn't Freshman of the Year. He was SEC Offensive Player of the Year as a freshman. He saved their ass when Tua got hurt. I don't know. To me, Jalen Hurts will always be a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide. I barely even know what he did at Oklahoma. So, Alabama, you get to claim Jalen Hurts. Now, what does Oklahoma get to claim? Jalen Hurts. Why? Because, hell, Jalen Hurts is kicking ass in the NFL, right? Everything I just said about Jalen Hurts is accurate. But when he was leaving Alabama, was he a finished product? Was he going to be a star in the NFL? I say hell no. I think his year at Oklahoma, even though I didn't really watch it, refined him to the point to make him an NFL player. And anyone that says differently, that's revisionist history. They didn't watch him closely at Alabama, because he was not as good a player as he is in the NFL at the tail end of his time at Alabama. Truly not. So I think Oklahoma and Lincoln Riley, what they did with Jalen Hurts, again, his statistics are phenomenal. But again, I didn't watch, but the game he got his ass whooped. They refined him into an NFL player. So I think Oklahoma has a right to claim Jalen Hurts as well. Yes, Matt Hookham says joint custody. There you go. All right. We'll get to this one. Liquid, shout out Liquid. If we're talking players, Florida claims. Let's just skip down to Florida then, because I have that listed right here. Yes, Florida can claim that Cam Newton never threw that damn laptop out the dorm room. Cam Newton would have stayed at Alabama. The Urban Meyer dynasty would have continued. Imagine Tim Tebow to Cam Newton. That would have been how many national championships? They won two there. They would have won at least a third, if not a fourth, hell, maybe even a fifth, depending on how long Cam Newton stayed in college football. He was that dominant of a player. He was on the Florida roster before a laptop, allegedly, not in this reality, but allegedly went out the window and he had to leave. So Florida, you get Cam Newton and you get more national championships, because that's more legitimate than anything Auburn did with their recent claiming of national championships. But how about this? Florida also gets to claim the 1990 SEC championship. This was Steve Spurrier's first season, and this was before they had the SEC title game. But Florida went 6-1 in conference play in 1990. They did lose to Tennessee, but Tennessee finished 5-1-1. So Florida, technically a better record, 6-1, right? And Tennessee did beat Florida, but again, it don't matter if you beat them, if you don't finish with as good of a record as them. But Florida was ineligible. I don't recall the exact specifics, but I think it was for something that happened even before Spurrier even got there. So he took the job. Florida was ineligible for the postseason, I think is what it was. They gave the championship to Tennessee, which Tennessee should still claim it. But I think Florida deserves a right to claim it as well, because they were 6-1, better record, best record in the SEC in 1990. Florida, and this is something Steve Spurrier got mad about recently. He said, hey, we need to claim this 1990 SEC championship. He's 100% right. Florida, 1990 SEC champions in my book. All right, how about Arkansas? Here's something that Arkansas gets to claim. God, I hate to go down this terrible memory lane, but let's, speaking of Auburn, let's go back to 2020. What a wild season that was. Arkansas was beating Auburn 28-27, and this was the final possession of the game. Bo Nix takes a snap. He fumbles it. He turns around. He picks up the football and spikes it. I don't know how long any of you have, maybe you're totally new to football and you've never watched football and you don't know what a spike is, but unless you have watched football, which I assume is all of you, you know a spike. You cannot spike the ball backwards. If you spike the ball backwards, that would be called a fumble. That would be called a live ball. You can't just throw the ball behind you. That's what Bo Nix did. Arkansas recovered it, and then the referee said, well, hell, that's intentional grounding. Again, you cannot backwards intentional ground a football. That makes no sense. They gave Auburn a 10-second runoff, and then they marched their kicker out there, and he kicked the game-winning field goal. Auburn got robbed of a damn victory. I'm not letting that go. 2020, Arkansas, you deserve the right to claim that didn't happen, and you get the win. Also, I think you could claim Bobby Petrino. Who knows? Who knows the real story? He didn't get in a motorcycle wreck. I mean, there's not that you could prove, right? I think that's more legitimate than Auburn claiming these seven mythical national championships. Bobby Petrino, that motorcycle thing never happened. He stayed on at Arkansas. Arkansas became a juggernaut. Might as well. Let's just claim, while we're just claiming nonsense, I'm claiming that. All right, how about Tennessee? Tennessee's got some nonsense that they could claim. Tennessee, Heisman trophies. God. Tennessee is cursed with the damn Heisman trophy, if you didn't know. Peyton Manning, 1997, finished runner-up to Charles Woodson. That was a travesty. That was complete horseshit. Charles Woodson, excellent player. But Peyton Manning, come on. Peyton Manning, he lost to Florida, so he lost the trophy. That doesn't make any sense. We got guys losing multiple games now, and they cannot, and they do win the Heisman Trophy. That was kind of, I think the media was just tired of Peyton Manning. They were tired of the hype. So Peyton didn't win it in 97. Heath Shuler, 1993, he also finished runner-up to the Heisman. Hendon Hooker, one of the best seasons in SEC history, just a couple years ago, 2022. They wouldn't even make him a damn Heisman finalist as Tennessee rose from the ashes, became number one in the country. He should have at least gotten to be a Heisman finalist. And then the worst one of all, Johnny Majors, 1956. It's the year I was born. He finished second in the Heisman to a guy named Paul Hornung. Now, this is ridiculous, right? Paul Hornung won the Heisman, Notre Dame. Notre Dame was 2-8 that year. And check this out. They were outscored by 159 points. So it's not like they lost 7-1 possession games. They were getting their ass kicked. They were getting blown out. Lost by 159 points. And here's Paul Hornung's stats. 3 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Give that man the Heisman Trophy. He beat out Johnny Majors. So I'm not saying Tennessee deserves all these damn Heismans, but the Johnny Majors one certainly, and I think even the Peyton Manning one. Give Tennessee a Heisman. I mean, after all these close calls, and give Hendon Hooker at least an invite to the Heisman, I think that's deserved. Yes, Pate, this was on my list. Let's go to A&M then. I love this. A&M, what do you deserve? You deserve a playoff berth in 2020. You remember the year? Again, wild year, right? But it was the best year Jimbo ever had. Hell, who knows? Jimbo, maybe the coach still. Maybe we don't want this then. But Jimbo, the best year he ever had in College Station, went 9-1, finished number 4 in the country, did not get a berth to the college football playoff. Only loss was to eventual national champion Alabama. Nobody beat Alabama that year. Hell, most people couldn't even compete with Alabama. Florida pushed them in the SEC championship. Missouri gave them somewhat of a game in the opener. That was pretty much it. Alabama was dominant, so I don't think that should have knocked A&M out of the college football playoff. Jimbo Fisher deserves that playoff spot. I think that's undebatable. Johnny Blue says, whoa, this hangover is late. No, it is not, sir. When I do the hangover starts at 9 a.m. Central. I ain't doing 6:30. There's no shot in hell. No shot in hell. Stringer Fields just woke up. Has the season started yet? Not yet. We are so close. I'm trying to get you there. I'm trying to will us all to the start of the season, but we'll be here in just a couple days. So cannot wait. All right, how about Missouri? This is one Missouri deserves. This was new to me. Shout out Coach Eli Drinkwitz for bringing this to my attention. But in 1960, Missouri and Kansas played. Missouri was number one in the country. Them damn coward Kansas here. They played a guy named Burt Cohen. Why is that a big deal? Well, because Kansas won 23-7. Their best player was Burt Cohen. He was ineligible. Kansas knew he was ineligible. They played his ass anyway to beat Missouri. Missouri was number one. Had they won this football game, they would have played for the national championship. Missouri finished 10-1 with that one loss. And the NCAA, I think, later said, all right, you can have that win. You're 11-0. Well, the national champion that year was Minnesota, went 8-2. So does Missouri get to claim a national championship 1960? I think that's more valid than any of these Auburn mythical national championships, in my opinion. So yeah, I'm giving Missouri the 1960 national championship. I think that's fair. How about Georgia? You could also say, you know, maybe they deserve a national championship in 2023. Because again, Michigan, cheating bastards, should not have been eligible for the college football playoff. Georgia went undefeated, lost to Alabama, very close game in the SEC championship. I think Georgia would have beaten any one of those teams, Alabama included, in the college football playoff with Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey, Carson Beck, good Carson Beck, not bad Carson Beck that we saw last year, but good Carson Beck. I think Georgia would have whooped ass. Hell, let's split that national championship, I think, between Bama and Georgia. I'd be fine with that. I think they both earned it over Michigan. And then how about some other ones here for Georgia? I just looked this up. 1920. Went undefeated, 8-0-1. outscored opponents 250-7. Did not win the national championship. What the hell? How about 1946, 10-0, undefeated, yet the pollsters voted Notre Dame number one. So, hey, if Auburn's going to claim all these mythical national championships, Georgia should too. Moonshine, where's Cousin Shane? That's what I'd like to know. No, Cousin Shane is on vacation still. He's on vacation all week. So perfect time, I know, to take vacation as football's here. But hopefully he'll be back soon, taking over the morning hangover shows. But until then, I'm here, and you got to put up with me. Yeah, Cousin Shane is in the picket line in front of Cracker Barrel. We hate the logo. We hate that we got blocked, but... why are we giving them coverage? Who the hell cares? All right, last one I got here. South Carolina, what do they get? They should claim a win over LSU last year. Of course, that was still bullshit. I can't get over that. Netflix, love that Netflix show. Didn't love that they didn't show LSU screwing, really the refs more than anything, but the refs screwing South Carolina out of the win at LSU. South Carolina should claim a spot in the college football playoff over Clemson, who they beat on their field right before the college football playoff, and most certainly over SMU. We should have given South Carolina that. I think we could claim that if we're a Gamecock. I think that's more legitimate than any of these Auburn national championships that they just claimed. That's what I'm thinking. All right. Well, hey, we are at 22 minutes, so maybe fire away with any questions you got, because that's all the content. But I did have this. This was fantastic. I want to give these guys a shout out. Let me look here. Da-da-da-da. I'm going to load this into the machine here. But we had some hot takes from the athletic staff. I don't know who these guys are. I might invite them on if I knew. But these takes were hotter than anything I've ever thrown out there. So I want to shout out these guys. Again, this is The Athletic. How about this? Matt Brown, his hottest take of the year. Texas is beating Texas A&M to close the regular season, but Texas A&M beats Texas in the SEC championship the next week, and Georgia and Alabama both miss the playoff. Good night. Those are some scorching hot takes we got there via Matt Brown. Shout out Matt Brown for that. And then how about this one from Mitch Sherman? I love this too. Arch Manning will throw for 300 yards in all of his Texas first five games, including road wins at Ohio State and at Florida. Then he'll throw four picks against Oklahoma. Good night. Those are some scorching hot takes. And buddy, Texas fans are not great. Oh, here's a great one. Matt Hookham, appreciate you. Yeah, Texas should claim Vince Young's Heisman. Hell, Reggie Bush, he was a cheating bastard too, right? He should have been ineligible. He was getting money on the side. His family's house was getting paid for. We should give that Heisman trophy. That we've taken from Reggie Bush. I think they're giving it back to him. But they should never have given it back to him. And they should have said, all right, sorry. Let's give this thing to Vince Young. He beat your ass on the field. We all know who was the best player that year. And as exciting and electric as Reggie Bush was, he was not the driving force of a national champion like Vince Young. Hell, when USC, they needed fourth and short, they needed gold, you know, they needed to win the game. They needed to convert. Reggie Bush wasn't even on the damn field. Could you imagine Texas in a critical situation say, you know what, let's take Vince Young off the field? What? No, they'd fire Mac Brown immediately. So I think that was ridiculous. That's a great one. Thank you, Matt Hookham. Vince Young was insane. All right, any other thing? We got any questions or anything? I know we don't have a ton in here, but whoever we got in here, how about this one from Crazy Cheese Whiz? Hot take. Only team from Texas making the playoff this year will be Texas Tech. Whoa. So that means Texas would lose probably three games, right? They would lose at Ohio State, at Georgia probably, and then maybe Oklahoma. I don't think that happens, but I could see it. And then A&M, of course. Hell, we should never just cement them into the playoff. Hell, they can't win more than eight games. So is that believable? Yes, sure, that's conceivable. Probably the most unrealistic part of that, though, is Texas Tech making the playoff. Because I don't know. Again, I know they're spending untold amount of money in NIL. That has yet to really work for anybody. I don't know that anyone's buying their way to a championship at this point in time. Now, maybe you could argue Ohio State a little bit. A lot of that money went into their former team, not buying a bunch of free agents, even though they did do that. But yeah, I don't know. I like that one. Thanks for sharing that one. How about this one from Cousin Isaac? South Carolina will finish this year with one loss, with the toughest schedule in the country, and win first SEC championship. Wow. I like that. I wonder, who is the one loss, do you think, for South Carolina, if this scenario were to happen? Bama, maybe? Don't let it be Clemson. For the love of, do not let it be Clemson. Maybe at LSU. It's probably going to be a road game, right? Because you can win all your home games. What if you lost to Missouri, but beat everybody else? I think every South Carolina fan would take that, even if it was old Missouri. Hey, here's another good one. Wild Bob. Darren McFadden should have won the Heisman. Hell yeah, I should have put that on the list. I gave Steve Spurrier a shout-out for his 1990 SEC claim. Well, I'm going to call out Steve Spurrier for not putting Darren McFadden on his Heisman ballot after McFadden whooped his ass. I mean, that's disgraceful. I like Steve Spurrier. I like him a lot. But he is a petty damn guy. You know what? That a guy whoops your ass, you won't vote for him? I mean, come on. You're supposed to represent more than that when you're voting for the Heisman as a Heisman winner. He would not have appreciated that kind of treatment as a player. And yet the coaches were supposed to hold them to a higher standard. He missed the mark badly on that one. Derek McFadden, excellent. He should have been Heisman. We should have included that. Thank you. Thank you for that one. Anyone else? Adrian Peterson should have won the Heisman as a freshman. What year would that have been? Let me look that up real quick. I want to see who won it. I do remember Adrian Peterson was a badass. 2004. All right, 2004 Heisman Trophy. Let's look this up. Matt Leinart. What's this? Yeah, Southern Cal won the national championship. Was this the season they whooped? Yeah, that would have been the season they whooped their ass. I can't get on board with that because... wait, he's saying Reggie won. No, that would be 2000. I thought we already did that. I just looked it up. Matt Leinart won the Heisman that year, and I believe they beat the hell out of Oklahoma in the national championship. So I think they got it right. I think they got it right. D-Mac should have won two in a row. All right, let's give him two high. I agree with Liquid 100% here. Tebow should have won two Heismans. Mark Ingram, solid player. I mean, that's literally what he was. He was a solid player. And Bama beat Florida, so they said, all right, let's give the solid player a Heisman. I never seen anything more ridiculous than that. That was crazy. Tim Tebow came back, should have won. They should have gave him his second Heisman. I agree with that. He's an all-time great. Bobby Boucher should have won the Heisman. I mean, that's another great point. I'm going to watch the Water Boy this weekend, get ready for some college football, and I'm going to give that damn Heisman to old Bobby Boucher. Here's another good one, but non-SEC. Ndamukong Suh, I mean, yeah, they refused to give the award, at least they used to a defensive player. Otherwise, he would have won it. He probably should have that one year. Whooped everybody's ass. Can we bring back divisions to the SEC? That may have to. If we're just going to stay at eight conference games, we might as well try to balance this somehow. And it certainly looks like the SEC staying at eight for at least another season, which I do not agree with. They should expand to at least nine conference games. But if they're not, if they're going to be, you know, worried about playing too hard of a schedule, yeah, we might as well divvy it up and go back to schedules. South Carolina definitely got screwed with the... Yeah, I mean, they don't get to play Florida, Georgia, Tennessee. Hell, it's so weird. I have not been at the restaurant that shall not be named. I'm never going there again. Not until they unblock Shane and change your logo. They do those two things, they'll get me back. Until then, never, never again. All right, what year did Shane win the Heisman? 1998, he won it. Last one here, shout out ACV, who gifted a membership. Hot take, Mike, given Texas easy schedule, their chances to win the national championship this year, not knowing what schedule they're going to be given next year. Do you agree? Yeah, I mean, well, maybe. It's just so hard to know because I see what you're saying, and you're making an excellent point. You know, next year the schedule could be significantly more difficult. What I was always told that Arch Manning was coming back, just like his grandfather came out here and said, and then I'm sure you saw it, but Arch was asked about it and said, "Well, I don't know about that. Like, pump the brakes on that." So I fully anticipate Arch is back, but what if he's not? What if Texas whoops everybody's ass? And whether Arch wins a Heisman or not this year, again, I don't think he does, but he could. Here's the big thing that could happen, the domino that could fall to make Arch leave Texas and go to the NFL. What if Sarkisian takes an NFL job? Because, you know, let's say Texas whoops everybody's ass and they win the national championship. I think Sarkisian, if got offered an NFL job, I think he'd probably take it. I mean, what else would he have to prove? He'd have a national championship. I think a lot of these guys kind of value the NFL lifestyle a little bit more with the uncertainty with college football. Again, is that likely? I don't know. I have no clue what Sarkisian would do given that option. But if he leaves, I'm just saying, would Arch commit to returning for a senior year with a new coach? I don't know. So, yeah, I think this year is the year. But if they don't, and Sarkisian's back and Arch is back, then probably next year. I would say they got just as likely a chance, if not better, to win a national championship. Because as long as Sarkisian is there, I don't think Texas is going anywhere. The way they're recruiting, the way they have support and money, and I mean they have everything you could literally want in their crazy pursuit of a national championship. If it doesn't come this year, it very well could come next year. So, you know, we'll just see. If Arch is back, I think I like their odds just as much, if not better, next year to win a national championship. Maybe they'll win two in a row. Maybe that's a question you should be asking. Can Texas win two? We're already looking past this year. We've already got it on lock. Can we win two in a row? Can we go back to back? I think they could. Sark to the Cowboys. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to work for old crazy ass Jerry Jones. But if that offer came, that would be a lot to pass up on, don't you think? And what if it's a